Let's do one on a lady by the name of Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, date of birth 5-8-58, today's date. Miss Horton is a 64-year-old woman with history of multiple metabolic issues, including seizure disorder, osteoarthritis, anxiety, dementia. Patient was hospitalized recently with an episode of seizure, which was noted in the emergency room. And since then, her medications have been adjusted, and she's had less seizures at the group home where she's residing at this time. Period. New paragraph. Because of her dementia, patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. She's not eating very much. She has chronic aspiration. She's quite weak. She's a total ADL dependent. She wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, and not able to speak, period. Her medical / surgical problems include brain surgery, carpal tunnel surgery, cervical spine surgery, a CSF shunt, knee replacement, and tubal ligation, period. New paragraph. Patient's allergy is codeine. Family history. She has a son who has requested no further hospitalization, no heroics for the patient in the future. Patient's medication includes Keppra as well as Paxil. Let's see, Zonegran, it's Zonegran, and as well as Clobazam, C-L-O-B-A-Z-A-M, Lamictal, period. These medications are all necessary in order to control her seizures. Period. CT scan has shown evidence of what appears to be multi-infarct dementia along with a severe atrophy and symptoms of clinical dementia, period. Let's see. Patient's weight is not recorded because she's not able to set up to be weighed. She, on exam, let's see, we covered her medication, allergy, under social put down patient chart indicates that she's has not been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. Family history is not known. Review of system we talked about. Review of system put down since last hospitalization, once again, it's important to mention that she's totally declined with change in mental status, symptoms of chronic aspiration, gurgling after eating, minimal appetite, protein calorie malnutrition, and severe muscle wasting. Now, exam. Blood pressure is, patient is non-responsive only to deep pain. Heart positive for the patient is non-responsive. When she wakes up, she starts confabulating gurgled speech with a garbled speech. Heart positive, one positive is two. Oh, blood pressure. 90 over 68 or 90 over 58. Pulse is 100, respiration 22, a febrile heart. Tachycardic, distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds with ronchi, and gurgling sounds consistent with secretion in the upper bronchioles. Abdomen is scaphoid, neurological, non-focal. Skin shows decreased turgor, mucosa is dry. Patient appears to have flaccid lower extremities on the neurological examination. Assessment here, we have 64-year-old woman with multi-infarct dementia, seizure, very difficult to control, history of strokes. Most likely, the patient has had more strokes since last hospitalization. Hospitalization, history of anxiety, history of hydrocephalus with shunt in place. Patient has been losing weight, has requested no further hospitalization or heroics per family. Patient is very much hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Findings were findings will be also communicated with the group home manager as well as patient's family if desired. Oh, and the allergies put down codeine, lactose, and morphine. She's allergic to all those. Okay, thank you.